TJ Cotterill as we head back to this side of the state, joining us from the Tacoma area, Tacoma News Tribune, Bellarmine Prep, the 8th-ranked team in the state, coming in at 13-3, taking on Olympia, who is just on the outside of the AP Top 10, looking to crack their way in. And with a win over Bellarmine Prep tonight, they could definitely do that. TJ joins us now. How you doing, TJ?
Hey, one question I have is, they let you get your press pass into Garfield Rainier Beach?
You know, if you host Varsity Hoops Live for 12 consecutive years, you don't get a lot of benefits, but you get in early to Garfield Rainier Beach.
You don't got to call the ADs at 8 a.m.
It's gonna be something, isn't it?
Someone's taking a spot.
Are you coming? Are you coming all the way up? Are you gonna cover that game? That's not in the Tacoma News Tribune service area, my friend.
They would not allow me in such a building. But certainly, when you get those kind of Tacoma games, you got to call those ADs and make sure that, hey, save a spot for TJ Cotterill at the scores table. And they say, well, maybe.
Well, see, my problem is smuggling my 6-year-old in. I'm gonna have to put him in my coat, I think. I mean, because they're gonna ask him for his press credentials, and he's not gonna have any. So I'm just gonna have to wear a big old coat and like zip it up and see if he can come in with me.
Well, it's just like bringing the soda in the movie theater. I'm sure it works the same.
Sure, absolutely. So. Except I can't put him in my pocket. So. It's going to be fun on Tuesday night. I'm sure it was fun tonight. Bellarmine Prep and Olympia, two of the best teams in the South Sound.
It was actually a great game. Olympia, this is a team that was last place in the 4A Narrows League last year.
Yep.
Think about that. And now they're competing for a league title tonight. But every time Olympia tried to make a run tonight, Malachi Flynn, I don't know if you've heard about Malachi Flynn. If you haven't, you should hear about Malachi Flynn, because he is such a talent. He scored 8 consecutive points in the third quarter at one point. Scores 31 total in this game. It's a 4-point play later in the fourth quarter. It's a fadeaway jumper after Olympia cuts it to 4 later with less than a minute to go. And then Bellarmine holds on for the 66-58 victory tonight and proves a 10-0, wins its first 4A Narrows League title since the 2012-13 season. That was the year it won back-to-back titles just a year before that. So it was a pretty raucous locker room afterward. They were spraying the showers everywhere. Malachi came out just his jersey soaked in water, and they were screaming and It was a pretty cool atmosphere for them afterward. Just tough for Olympia because they fought so hard in this game. And you can tell just John Kiley and Bernie Salazar have such great respect for each other's two programs. It was so packed tonight. And, just in a way that you can see just the respect that these two programs have. You're going to see here in the spring where the schools are going to send 90 kids down to New Orleans together to help build homes after Hurricane Katrina, 10 years after that happened. And they're going to help with the Shirts Across America to get people back into homes there. Just two programs that obviously have a ton of respect for each other, and it was obviously a great game tonight. And Bellarmine just too much, and Malachi Flynn obviously too much, and Bellarmine gets the win.
That is fantastic, and as we know, and we've talked about it many times on the air, our man, our executive producer Randy Novak, putting that Shirts Across America organization together, and it's great to see some South Sound schools embracing it. We've started here in Seattle, moved down to the South End, and great to see those two teams kind of come together for a worthy cause. Now, Malachi Flynn, I want to say, was there not a Flynn at Bellarmine a couple of years ago? Is this a younger brother?
There are lots of Flynns that have come through Bellarmine, and he is one of the next line of the Flynns. Isaiah Flynn was
Isaiah
at Green River Community College, and he certainly had some brothers to bruise on him. He's actually leading the South Sound in scoring at over 28 points a game, almost 30 points a game, and I would imagine he's near leading the state in scoring too. But I just don't know how to figure that out. He's definitely in the South Sound, and tonight was a 31. He had a 46 point game earlier this year. He's just, he's a point guard for him. He just does everything for him. Can shoot and just seems to have no nerves at all. Kind of ice in his veins kid. You talk to him, and he's definitely determined, and they want to make some noise this year.
And they got two of the books of the Bible covered with Malachi and Isaiah, so that's fantastic.
We'll see about Habakkuk if that one's next.
Exactly. Amos and Joel, and fantastic. Well, great stuff. I'm glad you got a chance to see that game, and hopefully we'll see you on Tuesday night up here at Rainier Beach if you can get in, all right?
I don't think there's a chance they're going to let me in.
Thanks, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks.